podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Daddy loves you. Daddy loves you.
yes. Little Fresh Prince. All right, so Father's Day coming up in a couple of days. Now, obviously, people know that most of the attention between those two holidays goes to Mother's Day. And there's all sorts of stats about the number of money that's spent on moms versus dads. And there was a thing back in the day when people actually made collect phone calls. They said the number one day of the year for collect phone calls was Father's Day.
Right.
That literally means that people would call their dad and stick him with the charges. So yeah. That's not an urban myth. That really happened.
And it was probably a last minute phone call too. Oh crap, that's today.
Mm-hmm. From prison. From prison.
Hey dad.
And so now here's what we do. We did this for Mother's Day. And you know, the phones blew up. In fact, there are so many people who got upset because they got turned away. We didn't have time for everybody for Mother's Day. Now it's time for Father's Day.
Yes.
This is your chance to spend about 20 seconds and say something on the airwaves about your father.
It's your chance to gush about dad.
303-631-1MIX. 631-1649. And if nobody calls, it is just going to validate what we were saying about how dads get the short end of the stick.
Nothing.
303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. I have one of those situations with my father where the last time I got to talk with my dad, I didn't know it was going to be the last time I was going to talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
Because when my dad passed away about a month later and I flew in, he was already essentially unconscious and I could just sit by his bedside. And I didn't get a chance to actually have a back and forth conversation. And so I always try to think back to the last time I actually talked to my dad where he replied. And you know what it was? It was me making for my dad. I made for him one of my homemade apple pies. And you know how I am with my apple pies.
You love them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I put it in a carry-on device thing. And I put it on the plane with me. And I flew 2.5 hours there. And I brought him an apple pie. And we sat there and had apple pie together.
That's awesome.
Is there any other memory that is greater than that?
I know. But what I'm saying is then not to know when I kissed him goodbye that I wasn't going to get to talk to him again. And yeah. So for everybody, you know, with Father's Day, here's what you got to keep in mind. And with both parents, really, but it's Father's Day. Every time you do talk to your dad, bear in mind there's a possibility that you're not going to get another chance to talk to him. So what would you say to him, like, today? That's what we're asking. And we're going to start with Ricky. Hello, Ricky.
Good morning.
Who is your dad? What's his name?
My dad is Don Phillips. He's in L.A., and I'm obviously here. And I miss him terribly every day.
Yeah.
My stepdad is the most important man in my life.
I think that's a very cool thing for you to say. A happy Father's Day to Don.
Thank you.
Ricky, thanks for being on the show, buddy. We appreciate the
call. I feel some tears coming on.
Me too. Like, so, I don't even want to talk about this.
I know.
Right
so
now.
It's okay. You guys just let it flow. We're all, you know.
The apple pie thing almost got me, man.
There are times when I sit and think about the apple pie incident.
Yeah.
Ugh. And
I know. I'm going to cry.
You want me to make it even worse? It's because my dad was in a facility because he was very ill, and I actually fed him the apple pie.
Okay.
Oh.
Well,
I'm not making this up. This is true.
Jeremy,
are you crying?
It got me a little bit.
Did you shove it in? Did you, like at a wedding?
We need to make a funny memory out of the pie. Jeremy is actually crying.
It teared me up a little bit.
Yeah, it was pretty sad. I fed him the apple pie.
All right, come on, move on. We have tissue in here.
There's Vanessa. Man. Hello, Vanessa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm swell, thank you. So you want to send out a message. Carlos is your dad, is that right?
Yes.
And what do you want to say?
My dad passed away in March this year, and I miss him terribly. But I definitely enjoyed every moment I spent with him till the very last one, because I was with him when he passed. And he was just the best dad. I know that everybody says that we have the best dad, and I believe I did.
Good for you. Well, happy Father's Day to Carlos.
Yes.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Nice. Here's Joanne. Hello, Joanne.
No, it's Joanne with a Z.
Zoanne. Very cool. So your dad is Roger. What do you want to say about Roger?
I want to tell you that my daddy, Roger Meyer, was the epitome of John Wayne with a hint of Archie Bunker thrown in the mix.
That's a good combo.
There was never anyone that was around Daddy that didn't make laugh. He never missed a day of work. He worked hard laying carpet until his later years when he got to do his true love, which was raising Colorado bred thoroughbred racehorses.
Ooh, that's neat.
How cool.
Trained them all the way up last summer. And like you, Don, last year, a year ago, Father's Day was the last day I saw him.
Yeah.
And it was the best day I ever had with my dad out at the track at the Arapahoe Park, all of his friends. He was his day old self. And then a year ago, this Tuesday, he succumbed to cancer. And I want to tell him that I love him so much, and I could never have had a better daddy in the whole world. He gave me everything and all the love I ever wanted in my life. And you people, you bring me joy and happiness every day. Thank you. Happy Father's Day, Dom and Jeremy.
Thank you, Zoanne. Thank you. Father's Day to Roger, too.
Yes, he's with my mother now, and so they're going to have a great day.
Yes, they are.
I'm glad you called. You have a fun weekend now, okay?
Okay, you guys too.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
She got me.
That's good. Emily's got the Kleenex out.
Here's Alexa. Good morning, Alexa.
Good morning.
Here's your chance to say something about your dad. His name is Jeff.
Yes, that's right.
So what do you got in mind?
I just want to tell him that he is the most phenomenal man in the entire universe, and it is an honor to be his daughter.
What makes him such a phenomenal dad? What is it that you put your finger on?
He gives his all to everyone. He makes it his mission to make everyone feel happy and laugh, and he'll talk to anybody, even if they don't want to talk to him. He's phenomenal.
Sounds like he's rubbed off on you a little bit, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy.
Good for you. Well, happy Father's Day to Jeff.
Yeah, thank you. Happy Father's Day to you as well.
Thanks, Alexa. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. Here's Jackie. Hello, Jackie.
Hi.
Well, it sounds to me like you were named after your dad.
I was.
Yeah. What can you tell us about Jack?
Well, I unfortunately also lost my dad last year. And similar story to yours, Don. He was in a nursing home in his final days, and the last time I saw him, I took him a Starbucks because my dad had cancer and he was bedridden, but he was very alert. His mind never left, and you couldn't sneak a Starbucks, and you always had to bring him in.
That's great. Right. So what you got there?
He could smell it coming in the door, couldn't he?
What'd you bring for me?
So I took him his zebra hot chocolate and visited him for a while, gave him a hug and a kiss. Love you, Dad. And, next time you come up, bring me another one of these. These are great. And we always used to have a thing where he said, when I leave this earth, you're going to hear knock, 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 knock. And I said, yeah, and it'll come from downstairs, right? And he said, no, you'll hear it upstairs. Well, I just have to share this. Last week, I was asleep, and I couldn't get to sleep. It was about 2 in the morning, and the cable box lights up, and it blinked 5 times. And I just knew it was my dad.
Oh, wow.
I did, and I know he's in a better place, but I miss him to death, and he was a great dad.
It's a great story.
Well, happy Father's Day to Jack.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me share.
All right, Jackie, you take care now.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Wow. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Father's Day to Bob.
Yes. I wanted to call. He's not passed away, but I thought you'd get a kick out of him.
Okay.
My dad developed the moon boots, the gloves, the Scout Rover, all this stuff for the NASA flight.
What?
No way.
What?
Yep.
Oh.
The original moon boots, Dom.
Yes.
Dang.
Yep.
Your dad is a stud.
Yep. Yeah, right now he just about, he's still working. He's 73 in July. No, 75 in July, and he's still working. He just developed this new cooling procedure with electricity plants, which will also increase water. It'll increase electricity. It'll increase savings, and it will increase water in the environment.
Wow. Now you're just bragging.
Yeah, you know the science nerd in me has got a bit of a man crush on your dad now, right?
Yep. So.
Good for you, Karen. Thank you for taking the time to call us.
Sure.
We appreciate that.
These are awesome.
Vicky. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
All right. What can you tell us about Bill?
Well, I want to give a big shout out up above to my dad who left us about a year ago. Most amazing man. And I was one of four kids and the only girl. So youngest, daddy's only girl, you know, that whole thing. So he was just amazing. So I had to call in and just give a shout out to him.
I'm glad you did. Now, you take that little thought with you all weekend, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Vicky.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do we have time for a couple more?
Please.
David. Hey, David. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to give a shout-out to my dad as well. One thing I'm really proud of about him is that my dad was part of the greatest generation, and he enlisted in the military in December of 1941, which was actually the beginning of World War II, and he obviously survived. But it was just a source of extreme pride to me. I wanted to mention that my dad was very withdrawn. He was kind of shy, and whenever we were growing up, and the parents had to have like a little name tag at our junior high graduation or our high school graduation, you know.
Yeah.
My dad would always come, but on his name tag, he was born in Texas now, but my dad would put that he was from India just so nobody would come up and talk to him because he thought that nobody spoke, you know, Indian.
This is a little joke.
just so people wouldn't to come up and talk to him. But, you know, he... just one of the funny quirks he was, but, you know, a great man. And, of course, he's passed, but funny story about my dad.
That's you know
great,
what?
Man.
And if you think about it, David, so many, and your dad's name was Jose, so happy Father's Day to Jose. You know, if you think about it, everybody's got some sort of quirky, funny story about their father. I just posted a blog post a few weeks ago, and it got literally thousands of views in just a few hours because it talked about this quirky, strange thing that my dad did. This is a story of the safe in his closet.
It's a great story.
And I think, David, you're right. It's like everybody's got some sort of story about their dad that the rest of us kind of want to hear, you know, because we can relate. So happy Father's Day to Jose.
Thank you.
All right, David, you take care. Time for one more. It's John. Hello, John. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
What was your dad's name?
Cahill. It's an Irish name. It's Irish for Charles.
Cahill.
So it's a very disadvantaged man. But yeah, my dad died a few years ago, but he was just a wonderful person in the sense that he knew no strangers, and he was the kindest. He would give you the shirt off his back, and he was just somebody who really everybody wanted to be around. He had cancer for many years, and I'm originally from Ireland, but I was living in the States, so I was able to get back him before he died. And then my wife was expecting a baby, our third child at the time. So unfortunately, I had to leave because the baby was due the day my dad died. So I had to leave Ireland before I was able to attend the funeral.
That was
difficult. But, you know,
the spirit of your dad is there.
Absolutely. And I actually just came back from Ireland. So I was able to visit his grave and just have some time with him last week. So, in many ways, I think that was a real gift to spend time with him right before Father's Day. So,
Well, so, way to go.
Great story.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy
yeah.
Father's Day to your dad.
Thanks. To all of you, too. Take care.
All right, John. Be well.
Bye.
I enjoyed that.
I'm glad we did that.
That felt good.
Now, either of you want to tell a
can't
story?
Can't do it. I won't be able to do it.
You won't get through it?
I won't
you
be able to get
through it. You a big sissy boy?
I can't. I won't can be able to.
Can I come back after traffic and tell one more dad story of mine that has to do with when we thought he was dying, but he didn't, but what he did to make me feel better?
Yeah.
Can I do a little shout out too?
Please do.
All right. Now?
Yeah, why don't you do yours now?
All right, well, I got two for my stepdad, Chuck, who I love, but I hate playing board games with him because he just knows everything. And his vocabulary is insane for Scrabble, and he's just infuriating. But I love you. And to my dad, to the Harv, to Harvey, he really is the coolest guy out there. Me, like, ask any of his friends, anyone that knows him.
Yeah,
they'll say
he's
super cool, and he's the reason that why whenever a song comes on, I just sing and I don't care. And I sing at the top of my lungs. And everyone's like,
aww,
who sings that song? Why don't you let them? And I'm like, psh.
Because my, Harvey taught you to do that.
It's the Harvey in me. I'm just going to sing. It's what he does. It's what I do. I love you, Dad.
Right
on. Awesome. Aww.
Cheers to Harvey for hey, Father's Harvey. Day.
To the Harv.
Denver Zoo sponsors traffic right now. Chris?
I feel like I should do a shout to my dad
do it
as
now.
Well, just really quick. Okay. The other day you guys said nobody ever sits at the kitchen table. Right?
Right.
Every time I went to his house, he was sitting at the kitchen table watching a Cubs game with a big bowl of popcorn that he made himself in the pan and a beer, a frothy beer.
Nice.
You know, every single time. That's some PBR.
Living.
That
What's
is
your dad's
living
name?
Right there. Tom.
So Tom with his popcorn, cubbies, and PBR.
Yeah, that was the man.
I would have loved to have hung out with him and watched a game.
He had a funny sense of humor on Thanksgiving when we were little. He would put Band-Aids on the turkey.
I don't know.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.